This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
It's me and DJ Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
And we are making our own soda at home.
So much more fun and efficient.
Yes,
and healthy.
And healthier.
Yes, because none of the corn... I mean, you weren't putting corn syrup in it.
No.
Yes. Even low fructose corn syrup, to me, has too much fructose.
Agave syrup, boiling the cola beans.
Yum.
With a K.
Just give me a minute. Yum, 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 yum. Om nom, scrum, nom, 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 nom.
And then just add, like, little spices. Interesting spices.
Yes. Exotic.
Making each other, like look away. Like, guess what spices and, like, putting the spice
What's
in.
The craziest spice you used?
Cinnamon.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And then...
Have had. We would, 5 stars. Would eat again.
And then we start... That's what the cinnamon... The cinnamon challenge for me is
just not eating 5 spoonfuls of it. Here's the challenge for me, stopping after only 1 spoonful.
So we start blasting the soda blaster into the stuff.
Nitro boosters.
And DJ Mustard is like, hold up, look at this thing that I do. And he goes kind of his head upside down, puts the blaster piece inside his nose.
Oh.
And takes the... the button and starts pressing it over and over again. And it's going like
freezing his brain.
And then
does that freeze
that,
your
like,
brain?
Well, I can tell just looking at his eyes that he's getting zooted blast off to the friggin' moon.
On the ceiling, lifted, hifted, higher than the ceiling. Yeah.
Yes. And then it starts doing the like. I think the back of his neck somewhere is where like the excess carbonation is coming out.
So he's so stupid, zooted. That he's blown a hole in his cervical spine.
Stupid dumb-dumb zooted to the moon.
Damn. Okay.
So then he disconnects himself from the blaster spout. It does that like...
And is smoke coming out of his mouth.
And he's faded, yeah. And like a cool sort of cola beans flavored smoke vapes out of his mouth. Reverse vapes.
Oof. Like a G6.
And so I'm like, anything I ever see anyone do, I have to do.
I'm almost the same way.
Yeah.
Except there's an exception. I won't go into it. There's one thing I've seen people do that I go like, I'm not doing that.
But I'm just like, and it's kind of reflexive. I just start doing it because someone else did it and now I have to.
Well, the competition that lives inside your soul.
Yeah.
It's such a big piece of your success.
Yeah.
And even though it's put you in some dangerous situations,
yeah,
it's also what's made you thrive in a city that, let's face it, is insane.
Running out onto a lot of fields at sporting events.
Yeah.
To do those.
To do a big kiss on the pitcher. Yeah.
Because I just saw someone else.
Morgana the Kissing Bandit. You said, oh, come on, I could do way bigger kiss than that.
So I put my nose on there. I start to. And it is getting me zooted, lifted, shifted. And I take my nose off. But then what comes out, it's not like really smoke that comes out. It's
blood?
It's carbonated barf. I guess it's basically
right,
the only
from throwing up.
Yeah, so a jet of throw up that's like full of bubbles.
Uh-huh.
Comes I'm like basically shooting it like a bazooka. Out the window.
Ah.
And we were pretty high. We were on the Empire State Building, and so.
So it's going to get a lot of velocity by the time
it gets
down. Or it could disintegrate.
And I had eaten a lot of pennies earlier, and so some people did get pennies in their head.
Yeah, celebrate Abraham Lincoln.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook.
Hi, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. An insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names. The red carpet line, back hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
It's tough for me to finish because I'm being so distracted because Cody is still here.
Yes.
We did this big goodbye to Cody last weekend.
It was a huge farewell episode.
When he quit his job, he read his resignation email on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's just here. I just walk in today, and here's Cody.
And obviously, it's a little like the situation we've all been in, where you have a big tearful goodbye for someone, and then you realize that you both parked in the same direction, and you sort of have to walk together and wait for the crosswalk after you have already done your, like, I guess this is it. This is the last time I see you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you break up with someone and then you go like, we drove here together, and then you have to like get in the car.
Or kind of like getting a divorce and then you sign the papers. And,
by the way,
like,
I love that show.
Thank you. And you go your separate ways and then you go home and your wife is in the house.
What's in store for Francis in season two?
And not telling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. This guy, he's a vault.
Now, because Cody is here, my headphones sound awful. I have never heard something more unspeakably painful in my life. I just want to make sure that everyone else is okay. I don't care for myself because I know if he fixes mine, something else will get hurt. But is everyone else fine?
Mine started fucked up and now they're bearable.
Yeah, they're good.
They're okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cody, are you okay? Okay, good. I'll suffer through this for the rest of the episode. Cody, do you want to explain why what I heard in the days after our record last week, in your resignation letter, you neglected to mention that you attached your resume
as a PDF.
So they can't alter it.
Correct.
You're concerned about them, yeah.
That they'll add fake skills that you have and send it out
and
to
submit
people.
You for a job you're not qualified for, unlike this job, which you're so good at.
Mm-hmm.
Or you were before you quit, and then you're still, I guess, hanging out here and possibly living here too. We don't know. We have a guest today. Can we talk with her, please, Hayes?
It's Ego.
Are you done yet?
Yeah, Hayes, it's are you done?
Ego. Yeah, is Hayes done? Ego.
I do a big rev up. For every
Hi,
show.
Hi, friends.
Hi, how's it going?
You know, it's going well. It's going
oh
well.
Oh, my God. I love hearing that.
That would be great, Ego. By the way, you said hi, friends. It would be great if you would get some of your friends to listen to
okay,
the show.
Okay, absolutely. What do you want me to do? A Facebook, a tweet? Or
a
do you
Facebook
want me to personalize
post, and it would be nice if you would call a lot of friends.
Call, okay.
FaceTime is good because you can see how they're reacting to the suggestion.
So you want me to, call them on FaceTime, tell them to listen to the podcast, but then should I stay on FaceTime with them while we listen?
On FaceTime?
At
least while they download it. I don't care if they actually hear it. But
Do you want them to rate it as well?
I don't know if that matters anymore.
A rating would be nice, and it would be great if they said that they just like stumbled upon the show organically.
It's okay if they're all going to make that like that review on the same date, right? Like if it's like 10 reviews on the same date.
I think it could be good to spike the algorithm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what happens. That's groupthink. I mean, there's a reason they came up with Volcano and Dante's Peak in the same year.
Yeah.
Because there's all these breakthroughs, these scientific breakthroughs, like when Deep Impact and friggin' Armageddon happened,
mm-hmm.
where people will just grab these source material things from the ether.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just once it's out in the consciousness, there's this crazy study they did once about the human brain.
Yeah.
And it's the way it works is so fucked up.
Yeah.
And can you speak on that for me again?
Please.
I'd say I don't have too much knowledge of like the human brain. I have one
animal
inside.
Brains.
Yeah. I'm more.
You love animals.
More
animal brains.
For me, animal brains is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they work a little differently than ours. Of course, they're animals actually have bigger brains than humans
What's
do.
What's your favorite
Whoa.
Animal's brain?
Oh, I would have to say a pussycat's brain.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah, they're bigger than that of humans.
I love, and I can tell that you study it because you use the scientific. So many people say cat.
Or feline.
Mm-hmm.
And I say pussycat.
The feline brain. Go see it in theaters.
Yeah, well, it's only at limited release. It's actually only in theaters in the Midwest.
You might have to get it on iTunes or Amazon.
Well, tough luck because it's not going to be available on there for some months.
Wow.
But I want to touch on something you said. You said it might spike the algorithm.
Yes.
I think what people don't realize is Al Gore created algorithms.
Wow. Oh, and yeah. He takes credit for so many things.
Yeah. And Al Gore, I know Al Gore, and he mm-hmm. is not, like, big into dancing.
Yeah.
So.
He's got his own kind of rhythm.
Exactly. Yes. Right. So, like, Al Gore rhythm, a lot of people don't know this about him, and hopefully I don't get an angry email from him after this, because I've kind of outed his mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
But anyway.
But you got to spike the Al Gore rhythm.
Yes, exactly. So he's not a dancer, but you know, you can use science to accomplish the things you want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So he doesn't feel like he has rhythm, but so Al Gore rhythm.
Hey, I'm not a dancer.
Yeah.
But I dance.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Am I offbeat?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, but wait, how many times do you have to dance to become a dancer?
You're asking me?
Yeah. How many times does one dance before the
gun to my head?
Gun to your fucking head.
Pull the trigger.
Bang. Bang, bang. Two shots.
Yeah, because I can't choose.
Yeah, you know.
Execution style.
Hayes, what would you say? Are you a dancer?
I would say I'm a human.
Okay, different.
Given the choice of being a human or a dancer, which someone did ask me once.
Yes.
I was sitting in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a human or...
And
yeah.
somebody... A voice in my car asked me if I was a human or a dancer.
It was a voice in your car. Was there a person inside of your car?
Not that I could see.
Okay, just a voice was inside.
Not that I could see.
I could see them because I was in the car, if you remember.
Was it you?
I remember you answering. No, it wasn't me, but the gentleman had a very interesting jacket with big feathers on it.
Oh.
And I did remember saying, ooh, where did you get that?
And no concern for where this man came from, right? Just wanting to know where he got that jacket.
I wanted to know where the jacket was from. I know where he came from. His mom.
You know, his mom. Obviously, his mom's.
Some stuff's a little more simple than we make it.
Yeah, and true. Occam's razor, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Occam's mm-hmm. razor.
They should have sent a poet.
They should have sent a poet, but they didn't. Mm-hmm. They didn't.
I think that was such a good... Segway tour that you did earlier with Al Gore.
Oh yeah, we were on Segways actually down in the mm-hmm. lobby.
Tour of Hollywood.
We did a Segway tour of Hollywood. He's actually at Chick-fil-A right now. Mm. I told him not a good idea, but he was like, "I love the chicken sandwiches there. I'm gonna get a chicken sandwich."
He did want to eat there. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, yeah.
Went out of his way.
Yeah, he went out. He flew in just to get a chicken sandwich at the
Chick-fil-A.
Oh my
gosh, and there's in so many other places. But that's Al, you know, he gets a bee in his bonnet and you just can't shake it loose.
But it sounds to me like to you, Al is a bit of a mix of a friend and an enemy. And we have a word for that, which is a frenemy.
And now Hayes is taking us on a segue tour.
Okay, yes. Segue. You have a segue?
And well, we thought maybe this episode we could update. We all have these lists of our... frenemies.
Sure. Look,
our frenemies.
In this town, there's no such thing as an enemy. You never know who you're going to cross paths with, quite frankly.
Right.
And sometimes you have to work with people who maybe you don't see eye to eye with.
Right.
So I say there are no enemies in this town, but there's a lot of frenemies.
Yeah, frenemies. So we put the D in it.
It's a mix of two words.
It's a combination word. And Hayes and I invented this idea.
I heard of frenemy. I heard it. I've heard of a frenemy.
French enemy?
Like Fran Drescher?
Well, maybe. Maybe Fran Drescher. Yeah. But I heard about this on a yoga retreat in Big Sur. Mm. That's the first time I heard of it. But you guys saying friend.
You're not supposed to talk at those.
I know. We were talking. We were doing some talking.
Yeah. Well, then you didn't get what you're supposed to get out of that experience.
But I did learn a word, frenemy. And you guys are putting the D in it.
Frenemy.
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 Okay, a friend to me.
Rolls off the
friend
tongue.
Friend to me.
No.
You're a friend to me.
A friend to me to me.
A friend to me. A friend in need is a friend to me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, frenemies to me, I guess the list is pretty long.
Sure.
And what I was thinking we could do is just update. Now, Hayes and I maintain one list because if you fuck with my family, if you mess with my blood, Hayes Davenport, then you're coming at me.
Yeah.
And my whole squad is going
to
come
and
for
you. And if you decide to ever try to fuck with my family,
mm-hmm.
and if it's, in this case, it is
the
Sean,
dog, yeah. mm-hmm.
then you might actually find that my whole squad will end up coming for your ass as well.
Yeah, well, honestly, I feel you on this because if you fuck with my family, you better wear a condom. right?
Yes, yeah. Do it safely.
Yeah.
Please, be safe. Yes. That's yeah. why they made those things.
Yeah, because for fucking with family.
Yes, mm-hmm. because also family. When I'm coming for you
yeah.
and I'm like punching you and stuff, I yes. don't want to get sick, get a disease.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't want to get, oh, these please. Things are contagious.
And when I say my squad, I'm talking about my load.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So my whole squad's
like
coming for
your
you.
Squad.
You better
of
hope
like,
there's a condom.
Of like yeah. 50 billion of, yeah. mm-hmm. of your
yeah,
best
and only
friends.
One's yeah. going to win. Only one of your best friends is going to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then one of your best friends creates like another friend.
Oh, man. Forget it.
Yeah. But honestly, guys, I have some frenemies. Now that you're describing to me what that Oof. Is. Yeah, yeah. I have some frenemies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's good to curate the list because sometimes you go back and look at it and be like, oh, this guy's just my enemy now, or this yeah. guy is my
well,
friend.
Well, it'll be totally out of date. There's no such thing as enemies in this town.
Is it but- an end of me? Someone who is the end of you? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I keep my frenemies on a list like a vision board. I literally write them out with marker. I have a whole little session with my girlfriends, and we, you know, we make a friend of me list.
Yeah.
I sometimes visualize. Take people off my friend of me list if they're no longer relevant in the industry.
Okay.
Do you at use which clear, point, I'm happy for them.
Do you use clear push pins?
Oh, yes, because I don't want the colored ones to fuck up the, like, I have, like, a whole aesthetic going on with
those can be scary to me because sometimes I will not be able to see them and I will get scared that a ghost or something is holding up the stuff on the board.
I use going clear push pins, which yeah. are promotional push pins I got from the Scientology documentary Going Clear.
Oh, okay.
They're huge. I mean, they block yeah. the whole vision board. They're yeah. so big.
They have to say a big word.
But are they yeah. clear themselves? Are those pushpins clear?
They're not going clear.
Yeah, they're going, yeah okay. they're going clear.
So what color are they?
Sort of a burnt sienna.
Okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, no, that's my favorite color.
But gradually the paint is like evaporating, so mm-hmm. they are going clear.
Yeah, and yeah. underneath they are doo-doo brown.
Do you want to yeah. talk about some of the frenemies that Ego has?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And that's you.
Yes, yeah, me. That's me. Should I rattle the list off?
Really fast?
Yeah, yeah.
And let me just say first, like, everyone in this room, obviously, with the exception of Cody, is not going to be on my friend of me list.
Okay, mm-hmm. okay.
Ego's my amigo.
Yeah, amigo, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm lots of people's amigo.
Cody's my brody.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Hayes is the homie no, for days.
Hayes, thank you.
Yeah.
You beat me to yeah. it. I was gonna say that.
You did the exact same
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm. And I don't. Like, and we don't have to do me.
Yeah, we know. Yeah. No.
No, it's so clear.
Sean is the Don. You know. Like,
yeah, that's right.
Head honcho.
Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Yeah, I can rattle him off. I don't okay. give a fuck right now. I'm honestly, I said I was doing well, but I'm coming in hot. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm heated right now. This
the
is
truth
me
comes
heated.
Out, and she's freaking out.
I'm pissed, boy. Yeah. Okay. First on the list, Sheila Dix, head of Kunta Films.
Okay, yes. I was wondering if we'd get to Sheila Dix today.
Yeah, head of Kunta Films. You guys familiar?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of Sheila Dix?
I'll let you talk about
it. You go first, yeah, because
I'm
seething.
You guys don't know Sheila Dix, do you?
You go first
you
because
guys don't
I am
know Sheila
No,
Dix.
I definitely know her.
Are you guys in this industry? Are you? How do you not? Everyone knows Sheila Dix. If anybody who's a serious...
We're currently industry adjacent.
She does Koopa Films, and that is like, to me, she's my friend
to make. To be Bowser's little errand girl like
Have
that.
Have you yeah. met her assistant? Her assistant,
yeah,
Carter?
That's ringing bells.
Sheila Junior,
Carter Bass.
Well, yeah, oh. we call him Sheila Junior because all he is her little bitch. But
yeah.
Carter is the worst. He's just as bad as Sheila, and he's slated to take over Kunta Films.
Oh, what? Yeah. No, and yeah. they're gonna give it to no. him. That sniveling,
yeah. the nepotism,
this business.
Yeah, it's sickening, and I'm done. I'm done with them. You want me to keep going?
I'm throwing up.
I'm yeah. scared, I'm but hot. Sure.
Okay. Andrew Komansky.
Oh, I thought you were going to say T.
No, not Andrew T. No. He's fine.
Yeah,
Andrew,
he sure
he
is.
He fine.
Yeah,
yeah he's
damn
fine.
Damn, he fine.
Yes, he fine.
But this Andrew, gosh, let me tell you something. He orders his coffee white. He orders his coffee white. I was behind him at line at Starbucks, and he was putting up a big, oh gosh, what a big stink, throwing a fit.
Yeah. He's dead to me.
White coffee.
White coffee.
Yeah, a real racist.
Can you spell his last name just so people know?
Yes.
I was Kamonsky. Okay. Kahmonsky.
Wow.
Andrew Kamonsky. A piece of shit orders his coffee white.
Coffee Let me tell you, white. And he makes them put his last name on the cup at Starbucks, right?
Oh, and then when they don't get it right, he makes them go back, get a new cup, make a new coffee, write his name correctly. He doesn't want you to even cross out the name
and write a new cup.
Oh, and then they're like, oh, does somebody else want this? We have to throw this coffee out. And everybody else goes, no, it's white.
It's white coffee.
It's just milk.
It is milk. I heard him whisper to the barista, milk and my white coffee. I mean milk. Yeah. And so I don't fucking like that guy. I did a web series of his son has a web series, and I thought it'd be a good way to, like, you know, make his dad aware of me.
Mm-hmm.
I did a web series for his son. It turned out like a piece
Kamonsky
of shit.
Jr.
But what's he do? Andrew Kamonsky.
Oh, Andrew Kamonsky?
Yeah, just remind me because he wears so many hats. But what's the thing you wanted him to notice you for?
I wanted him to notice me on his son's web series.
To what end?
Because he's the head of finance. This is the thing.
At Kunta Phillips.
Yeah, what you guys don't realize, and a lot of people don't. When I first moved to this town, I had a mentor who has never. He's an actor. He's never acted, but he is an actor.
Yeah.
And he told me, Ego, what you've got to do is get in with the people no one else is trying to get in with. Think about the heads of finance. You couldn't really name one.
Just Andrew.
Andrew, I know, but
and
that's
I'm like,
it.
He has power. So when you're doing a test deal and they're trying to figure out the test,
yeah,
he signs the paperwork.
He writes your name on the money.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you have favor in all these different departments. No one ever deals with finance people. I did. Yeah. I wanted Kamonsky to be familiar with me.
And those people are actually the most creative in a lot of cases, and they have some of the best ideas.
Yeah. So everyone's sleeping on them.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
And they are good actors.
Amazing. Andrew, he did a cameo in his son's web series with me. He was actually my love interest.
Okay.
Word Up.
He was my, yeah.
Remember?
His son
Word Up was the name of the web series.
His son is a baby, correct?
His son is a baby. His son is, actually, his son is 3 months. 3 months. So not a full baby, but a baby.
Yeah.
Sure. Like a newer born, not a brand new born.
Right.
So his son wrote this web series. He's like one of the smartest kids in LA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wrote this web series. Turns out the white coffee was for the son, by the way.
Oh, what a fucking twist in the story.
Okay. Twist city.
They're because both on my list now.
I've seen him ordering white coffee from his wife's booby.
Yeah, he comes up to his I watched it happen on set. He'd get out, we'd cut, and he'd go, white coffee, babe, white coffee, please. And we were all like, what's white coffee?
Right.
And then white coffee from her boobie.
Wow.
And his son was fucking trash in this web series. He couldn't remember any of his lines.
He's not good.
No.
Yeah. In the love scenes, just zero commitment.
Yeah, zero commitment.
No chemistry.
You were really.
I was committed. I'm hungry for this stuff, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry. I've known and I want to
But you
to
have
act.
To have something to work against.
Yeah.
And just the fact that he is, you know, pre-sexual.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes it so difficult to buy. Even the kisses to me felt more
playful.
Maternal.
They were not.
The passion was not there.
Mm-hmm.
And the web series is about
Word Up.
Just modern sexual, you know, rules and dynamics.
Right.
Dating
in the Me Too era.
Right. Well, yeah, it was fucking trash. It's one of my worst experiences on set. Crafty was good.
Mm-hmm.
Crafty was good. But, I mean, we had Matsuhisa. That's what Crafty was.
Wow.
Andrew Kamonsky Jr., the baby, or whatever, not a bait, it's the kind of baby. He couldn't have any of the Crafty. So he had a fit What a fucking diva or divo, ooh, whatever.
Yeah.
He was throwing a fit because he couldn't have the yellowtail sashimi and like.
Wow.
He
oh, and that's the best matsuhisa.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The little jalapeno.
They do the peppers.
Yeah. 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 A little jalapeno on top.
And the sauce.
Oh, it's so good. But he couldn't have any. So he was throwing a fit.
What is that sauce? They won't tell me.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Cream sauce.
Yeah. I always go like, hey, will you tell me what this sauce is? And they go, no, yuzu it.
Oh, maybe that's them telling you in a, like, backhanded way.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah, twist.
So.
Plot twist.
Let's talk about some other frenemies that we have.
Okay.
Because I'm getting so fucking steamed up about
Andrew.
Just hearing
about these other frenemies.
That's almost making me, I'm more frothier than the steam milk coming off of the white coffee this guy's ordering.
Heated.
Hollywood Handbook.
So let's talk about some other frenemies. I guess mine would be Josh, who works at Earwolf.
Gosh, Josh. I haven't even met Josh.
Yeah.
But
well,
a friend to me of yours is a friend to me of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Josh is a fake friend.
Mm-hmm.
So fake.
Like, what kind of shit does Josh do?
Well, to your face, he's totally your friend. And behind your back, he's a friend to me.
Yeah.
Is he like talking shit about you to producers and stuff?
Oh, he told me he was going to help me even get. My podcast to be so big.
Yeah, yeah. To be so big.
Yeah.
How big is so big?
Well.
He said he showed with his hands, and it was huge.
Enormous. Yeah.
Like his whole wingspan?
Yeah,
no,
but he
not
was,
totally. Not totally. To be fair, he did keep it somewhat inside. He didn't stretch all the way out.
But still
but
really
he was
big.
Clearly trying to imply pretty big.
Yeah, like a big. Okay, well, I mean, I have friends like that. Like, I get that. I get that. Like, he probably meant well. He probably meant well.
I think you're being too easy on him. Because what he did behind my back was, the podcast is pretty small.
Yeah, behind your back he did that?
Behind our back he sabotaged our show, so it is actually not big.
And
so
it takes like 15 episodes to get into.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not totally privy to the sort of ins and outs of the production side of this thing.
Yeah.
I'll admit a certain level of ignorance.
Yeah.
But I think that what he probably does is put secret messages whispered into the podcast to say that after one episode, you kind of don't like it and don't like me and Hayes and
have
think
you
that
heard
it's sort of a one-note shtick.
Have you heard it?
I am definitely getting those messages when I listen. Like, when I listen, I'm listening to myself, and I know that I'm funny, and I'm going, man, this is kind of one note, and I'm kind of getting tired of this, and I sort of just feel bored a lot of the time. It feels flat a lot of episodes, and
it's
I'm going,
the worst.
Okay, this is Josh at it again.
This, you know what? It's the worst when you know that you're funny, but then there's
but you're never doing it.
Hilarious.
And yes, you know you're so funny, but you are never actually being funny
because the town won't let me.
Yeah, because,
everything that you're doing is bad.
It's getting everything. Well, no, like
because
it's
of
like,
Josh.
It's bad because of Josh. It's bad because of these people wishing
and
you,
Andrew.
Yeah, and Andrew and fucking Sheila.
Ugh.
Trash city.
Yeah.
Yes.
This place is not the city of angels. It's the city of trash.
Yeah, it's the city of fake friends.
Funny.
Trash.
Yeah. I'm one of the funniest out of my friends.
Yeah.
My real friends, not
real
just
friend.
My friend.
And they tell you all the time too, right? They're just
oh
like,
my god, they
up.
Used to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like how? Like one? Like years ago, right? They used.
Yes.
To,
yes. Growing up.
Yeah. Growing up, and like you're not a kid anymore, but you remember that stuff.
My uncle honestly thinks I'm hilarious.
You should get on SNL.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
You honestly, that's a dream of mine, and I'm still going for it.
Yeah.
Did you watch last week?
No.
Oh, yeah. It was like they did this one thing about Trump where I was like, he does do that.
No, stop.
And they did another. They did another thing that, for a second, it seemed like it was like a real commercial.
Yeah.
But then then they like reveal that it's.
I have ideas for that.
Well, like they did this one. I did like a month ago. I was watching, and they did this like one skit where it was like. They had a joke happen, and then the joke happened, like, a few more times, and then the joke, like, it was over. And it took me, like, through this whole journey of, like, one time the joke happens, and another time, and then, like, a third time it happened. It was, like,
and then
cool.
it was done.
It was done, and it was, like, to a commercial.
It's crazy. Yeah. That show is 55 years old, and we all still talk about it every week.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of institutions like that.
Yeah. I don't even talk about the bank that much, and they have all my money. You know, think about it.
I always forget
to talk about the bank.
Yeah, because we don't talk about, but the bank has all your assets.
I'm totally unbanked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbanked, you keep all your money in a mattress?
We did an episode about this.
I'm going to tell you.
We did an episode about this in our premium special expensive version of the show.
Yes, we do two shows.
Did you just say that you listened to that and you're like, and talk about how you're rich and like, okay, and how everyone else
and
should.
How, and say it's worth it.
We're going to cut this part out where you're telling me to do this, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, great. So I listened to the premium expensive version of this podcast, Hollywood Handbook. Mm. It's called Hollywood Handbook. And
the pro version.
And I mean, it's changed my life. I'm rich because of it. It costs, the subscription is
so
what.
So even if you don't have enough money necessarily to do it, the message here is still probably sign up for it, even if it's a burden on you, because you'll get such a reward.
So much.
After.
I pay $350 a month for the premium version of this podcast.
So you guys
do
nice one
episode a month. I pay $354. It's worth. It pays me back
every week
in dividends. Like,
yeah.
I get back tenfold.
It's the deal. It's like it costs $5 a day or whatever, but it's really like paying that much money for $1,000 a day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it does wind up being almost that.
It's like that's good. And so, I mean, I would, if anyone listening to this, I would invest in the premium version of Hollywood Handbook.
On Stitcher Premium, which the app is so intuitive and the search function works so well.
Yeah.
And it's so timely, the uploads.
And they put the episodes on it.
They do put it on. So regularly. If you want to hear an episode, all you do is just go on a Stitcher Premium.
And it is
so
on there.
Easy to sign in.
Almost a third of the time.
Yes. No.
Duh.
And if it's not on, you know, it's like they say about the weather out here.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't like the weather, you know,
you don't like
wait 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard that a bunch of times.
And then just deal with it.
I've heard that a bunch of times.
Well, it's similar with Stitcher Premium where it's like, hey, if the episode's not up there, hey, wait 5 minutes. And do something else.
Cody, I notice you should be writing down, because you're supposed to be updating the Frenemies list. I notice you are looking at the Wikipedia page for Michelle Kwan.
Oh, God. Cody, I feel you on this. When she fell in the Olympics.
Okay,
like,
that's
she,
not
when
a
she fell, when she was trying. Listen, I don't claim to be a friend of Michelle Kwan. We actually have beef. She fell in the Olympics, like the last time she tried. Really heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Really heartbreaking stuff.
And that made you mad.
It made me mad. It was like a betrayal to me.
Yeah. Well,
bitch,
because
I was rooting for
you.
Yeah,
you're actually representing one of my main countries.
Yeah. You have several countries. I was going to touch base with you about that.
Well, you got to diversify. I mean, this is like being unbanked.
Yeah.
If you're going to put all your patriotism into one country, you could get burned.
What is that country? I just want to. What is that country that she's representing for you?
Of Kwan? Which year are we talking about?
1922.
Okay, so at that time, it was Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah. And now?
Now, for me, where do I see Kwan as representing? I guess I'd go Kazakhstan because I just watched Borat again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no, for
Remember?
Sure.
Remember?
For sure.
So funny that he don't like certain people.
Just much like frenemies.
Yes. Yeah, lots of people are his frenemies.
Frenemies. I keep saying it wrong.
Is that your frenemy, Cody?
Well, I'm going to go off a little bit here and tell you that.
Is this my headphones or does he sound like that?
He does.
I think it's the first time he's talking all day.
You know what it is, Cody? I think he forgot to clock in.
Oh, that's right. Clocking in. Okay. So if Legos are Omega, Cody's our Brody.
God.
Sean's our Michelle Kwan.
Okay. Good. I can see why you would have to pull up the Wikipedia page for that to make that joke. Chef Kevin, would you like to sit down?
Yeah, Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin.
Chef Kevin, would you like to make a case for being taken off our friend of me list?
Hey, guys. Chef Kevin here. Yes, I would. I would just like to be a friend.
Okay, well, maybe you start acting like it and stop letting Josh do his nefarious trickery.
And why do you do your headphones like that?
That's a good point. I could put both on. I had one on my ear and then one not.
You got to keep one ear to the streets in this town. That's why. And you can't have both your ears covered.
That's true. And one ear to hear Josh's trickeries outside there.
He does do some very loud trickeries.
He's got your back, guys. Yeah.
There's a lot of like,
I say make Chef Kevin a friend.
Yeah.
Chef Kevin's a friend.
Thank you.
Just a straight up friend.
He's got your back and your friend.
Kevin, my understanding was from the Instagram post that I looked at that you were not allowed to have this mustache anymore.
I haven't seen Paul since I posted it.
Mm-hmm.
I might maybe I'll shave it the day before.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer mm-hmm. it the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Schaefer.
Paul Schaefer.
Is he a friend of me?
Sorry, I just woke up. I've been taking micro naps. Oh, Freddy's after me. I should say that.
Freddy
Krueger's after me.
Freddy Krueger.
And so I've been
the original Fred of me.
He beat me out for the role in that movie.
Wow.
Oh, so he's a Fred of me to you as well.
He's a Fred of me to me. Yeah.
So they were casting someone who lives in dreams and kills you in your dreams.
Yeah.
And you are in the waiting room for the audition and you see Freddy Krueger.
I see Freddy Krueger there.
That's so frustrating. So disheartening.
Yeah, it's like, oh well fuck, it's gonna be his.
Well you go, well, I guess if they wanna go the totally predictable route, like then he'll get it. But if they actually want to challenge the audience a little bit and do something surprising that maybe the town hasn't seen a million times already, it's they'll go for me.
They're going to, I saw Freddie in the waiting room and I was like, oh, great. They're going to cast another straight white guy. Yes.
Casting has no imagination.
Yeah. None whatsoever.
Is bi.
Are pedophiles straight? Because that is Freddie's backstory.
Oh, right.
Are we considering that?
Pedophiles are straight. I think they're straight.
Okay.
I think
that's settled.
But we still
and do we want to talk about it more?
But we haven't figured out our humans dancers. But we do know that pedophiles are straight.
Well, human or dancer, you got to pick a
lane.
But
you can't be one. You can't be both.
I don't think so.
Can I add someone to the friend of me list? That's
please.
For me and Cody. Please mark this down with the H next to it for
hot.
Hayes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The honeycomb beast.
The honeycomb beast. I don't know the honeycomb beast.
He want honeycomb.
Oh God.
My God. I met him once at a party. I met him at Soho House. He is a douche.
The brunch there.
Yeah, he camps out by the photo booth and like he sees like cool people go by and he's like, let's get a photo.
Oh gosh.
And it's worse to see him at Soho House because they do have a fabulous buffet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
he is the so, only one, he honeycomb. Jump and stomp on the table and smash all the rest of the food to get to honeycomb.
Yeah. It's such bullshit. He spilled a drink on me.
No.
He spilled a drink. He spilled water on me, on my black dress.
He spit water on my black dress because he said, this isn't honeycomb.
Yeah. And did you tell him it was? You told him it was.
Well.
You told him it was honeycomb.
Sort of implied.
I don't remember exactly what I said.
Oh, okay.
I think what I said is, oh, were you the one that was asking for honeycomb? And then I just sort of slid him a glass. I never said there's honeycomb in the glass.
Yeah. Oh, and he got pissed.
If you want it that bad and you can't tell that it's water, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't. Then you don't really want it that
bad. I misunderstood. I thought he was saying that he was mad at your dress because your dress wasn't honeycomb, and so he spit the water on it.
No, he was mad at the water.
He will do that to your clothes.
He was mad at the water.
If they aren't honeycomb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I made sure to wear a honeycomb dress when I got word that he was going to be there, and I was like, actually, truth is, I dated him.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say,
I remembered seeing
I didn't know if you wanted to talk
about
photos.
I didn't want to say that on the air. Yeah, I didn't want to say that on air. And we tried to keep it under wraps, but like, try to go get a freaking lunch at Jones on 3rd, and paparazzi is just like, oh, there's that girl in the honeycomb. And I wonder,
and
like,
he's riding on your shoulders.
You're in the background of a lot of the honeycomb pics that leaked during the fappening.
I know,
And I recall seeing during the hashtag fappening, of course, I didn't look at the pics because it's
the
a violation.
Yeah, it's your,
when they blurred him out in some of the news articles,
it's your reflection in the mirror taking a lot of the pics.
Yeah, that you are holding the pic.
Like, and it sucked because it felt like, wow, I thought I could still be a person and have this career. I want to just be normal and just want to have this career. This is something I'm passionate about. And like, I don't know, just I after that, I knew I didn't want to date another celebrity. Like, I was just like, I'm not dating another celebrity. I'm done here. And because also I started to be called like the honeycomb girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm ego. I'm my own person. I have my own skills and talent.
It's a different breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a waffle girl, you know? So you don't feel me on this. You guys don't feel me.
Wait, no, go back.
Me.
I'll try
Wait.
Again.
I'll feel it. No, okay, you guys don't feel me on. Okay,
no,
so,
I am feeling you.
Well, it's just so intense for me that I almost can't even move. I'm feeling you.
Okay, well, okay, I'll try again. Honeycomb guy. Right? Honeycomb monster, the beast, whatever. I fucking call him honeycomb guy to just disrespect him
because
a little bit.
Because you're so close to him.
Yeah. So I was dating him, and he was just like, you know, great. I've always wanted to date my equal because I'm Ego, the waffle.
Yes.
Monkey, but like, yeah, right?
Yes.
But he always just wanted me to be like known as the honeycomb girl. So he was trying to change me. This feels really personal to share on the air, right? Like,
okay,
this feels really personal.
I'm feeling this so much.
Yeah, yes. Do you feel it now?
I find myself really feeling you, and I'm feeling this.
Hate when someone in a couple tries to change someone else. And this reminds me of a story I saw in a movie recently, The Female Brain.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
If you saw it at the beginning, and this is a story that I thought – they have a camera in my freaking living room watching my life because this happens with me and Steffi. But basically, James Marsden, we all know what he looks like. He's a wreck. He needs a lot of help.
Yeah.
His girlfriend, Lucy Punch, has bought him a hair straightening treatment. Mm-hmm. And he's refusing to go in. And she's going, hey, I got this for your birthday a month ago. Why didn't you go in? And he's going like, well, I like my hair, which it's like, okay, you're not listening. But also she's trying to change
him. Does this sound familiar, fellas?
Yeah. Does this sound familiar? And then this will really sound familiar. She goes, well, you know what? It's my dad's 60th birthday this weekend, and I think he'd really appreciate it if you made a little effort and straightened your hair for him.
Manipulation. Tell me about it.
How many
your
times?
Man-nipulation.
Yes.
Yes. Man-nipulation.
Mm-hmm. Men will use their nipples to try to get you to do anything.
Yeah. That's my book. No spoilers. You spoiled the movie. Please don't spoil my book.
Well, the movie's not spoiled. This is one of the very first scenes.
You don't know if he does it.
Well, now and I know what the first scene is. I don't want to watch it.
I'm immediately just dropped into this world that I recognize where I'm going, how many times has it been my wife's 60th birthday and she wants me to get my hair straightened so her dad will like me?
How many times has your wife turned 60?
Well, you know, these women sometimes would be like, oh, I'm 60 again.
Well,
know?
No, it's her
and
dad.
It's always 60.
But it's her dad.
But everyone's you said my wife's 60th
My wife's
birthday.
Dad's 60th birthday,
right? But
right?
That's not what you said.
Okay, but the first time I definitely did.
Well, the first time you didn't, and it, like it's with auditioning. Are you auditioning? Because if you're auditioning,
no, the first time when I was describing a story from the movie.
Oh man, dude! If you're auditioning with a toot like that, you're not going to get anywhere in this town. You have to keep a positive attitude.
This town owes me everything.
Have you given this town so much?
Straight up.
Have you given this town so much?
I gave it my whole fucking life. I left my family behind. I left everything. I had a job. I came out here and just said, take me, anything. I'll do anything.
Did you get on Craigslist?
Literally.
Casting? Yes. Craigslist casting?
I did. I was on castit.biz. Mm-hmm. I was on fucking Actors Access.
Entertainmentcareers.net.
Union, non-union. I don't give a shit. I did background.
Are you union?
So it's in a delicate place. Mm-hmm. Do you know the term arrears?
Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar.
Okay. Is that bad?
Yeah, I think that's bad. I think it's bad. I think you owe people
money.
Well,
then you're in agreement with them because when I called them, they said the same thing.
You owe money. So you're not in the union.
Well, I'm supposed to fill out all this shit.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. This
and these yellow envelopes that they send.
Just
it looks like
bill.
They smell weird.
Yeah.
I
it
know.
Looks like they smell weird.
Right?
You smell.
Well, never, did they
no,
go,
I don't want to get anywhere near
what's
them.
In them? Rotten eggs?
Probably.
I mean, that's what's yellow.
Probably.
Honestly, rotten
that's
eggs.
What's the main
this
thing
this town
that's
is
yellow.
Controlled by like 10 people who just give all their friends and families
yeah.
jobs.
And you know who those people are, right?
Yeah.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Sheila.
Sheila.
Yeah.
Sheila Jr.
The honeycomb beast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I
and
know
Josh.
The Josh. They're all in the Illuminati. I'll say it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Honeycomb beast is going to send me hate mail, but... yeah. They're all the Illuminati.
And that's your new book coming out, Hate Mail.
Hate Mail. M-A-L-E.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Should
yeah.
we yell at Josh?
The sequel to
and
Manipulation.
It's
Josh!
Is he here?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So we just yelled at his name, right? Just yelled his name at him.
Yeah.
He gets it. You're angry.
All right, Josh. Time to come in and admit it.
Sit down, Josh.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
It's time for trial by jury of your peers.
Peers.
Right. And we're going to peer into your soul.
Tell the truth. Why do you sabotage the show?
He does the same thing with his headphones that Chef Kevin does.
He did the Chef Kevin thing.
It's their secret symbol.
Oh, no. And Kevin's been working with him all along.
What does it fucking mean?
Well, what Chef Kevin said was that he wears the headphone off his ear so he can listen to Josh's schemes. Mm-hmm. And so maybe Josh just wants to listen to his own schemes.
And keep your ear to the streets.
I can't hear my schemes unless one of my headphones is off. Otherwise, I'm drowning myself out.
Josh, talk about the secret messages that you put into the podcast that are barely audible that make people think it's not very good.
Mm-hmm. And make people now listen to it, make it small.
And make it too small.
This is a common misconception. There are no secret messages in Earwolf podcasts. I've seen this a lot on the Reddits, see this on Twitter, on certain alt-right websites. Good. It's all complete
garbage.
You visit
alt-right websites.
Only to make sure that people aren't talking about
I smell Dookie.
No. I smell Dookie as well.
I smell Dookie. It's so strong in here.
And Josh will probably blame it on Bosch, which he has done multiple
times.
Oh,
and he did blame Bosch.
Did he?
He did blame Bosch before.
You can't blame Bosch. Bosch is a perfect boy.
Somebody has been taking Dookies in the office and eating a lot of the toys that they invent here for some reason.
This is a grown-up adult business, and it's like, somebody ate the toys. First of all, it's like, that shouldn't even be an option.
Oh, God.
And Josh is always saying it was Bosch, even though he sometimes has, like, little toy fibers around his mouth and
Dookie in his butt. And Dookie in your butt, and I can see the fibers of the toy in the Dookie. So cop up to
it. Okay, so who ate it? Maybe the guy who's coming out in his Dookie?
Probably.
Because
one thing about the human brain and body is... the human body cannot break down toys.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and finally, she's moved off the animal brain studies and gotten into the human body, which she does understand.
And can you explain, Josh, why I saw you with Sheila Jr. and Andrew Kamunsky and the Honeycomb Beast at Soho House?
Yeah.
I can only... I know how it looks bad. I do feel like I'm being framed.
Oh my gosh, he sounds like Jeff Sessions.
There are those
And I know who that is.
Yeah. Yes, I remember from before.
Those toy pieces in the Dookie were planted. It was not me with the Honeycomb Beast. It was there are lookalikes that have been hired.
Prove it.
Now I'm torn.
Pull the toy out of your Dookie right now. Pull it out with your bare hands. With your bare hands.
Take the gloves off. No. Take those gloves off. He's got these leather driving gloves.
All right, my gloves are off. I'll do
isotoners.
Like a schemer.
I've never seen Josh's hands before.
Yeah, they're fucked up.
They're very pruny from the gloves.
Mm-hmm. Seems like the gloves are filled
with
some kind of juice.
It looks like he showers with the gloves.
I like these gloves a lot. I don't know. I don't like taking them off.
Take them off. Pull the toy out of the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Detective Bosch will crank this one open.
Look, it's definitely deep in there, but it is planted. I did not.
Why do you refuse to use a toilet, Josh? What's your deal?
I don't refuse to use.
Why'd you do this?
Tell me, how big did you promise us the podcast would be, so everyone can hear?
Go ahead.
I promised there would be 1 million
Thanks, Chef Kevin.
Downloads.
Thank you,
this
Chef
year.
Kevin. That a was million good. Downloads. Yes. I didn't even hear that number.
A million.
Wow. Yeah. I was just saying how you indicated with your hands it was going to be huge. Whoa.
Yeah, 1 million.
Oh, I see. He didn't do the full wingspan.
He did the stretch of all the way.
He did the full wingspan.
Yeah,
they're right
just outside
about
the
you.
Shoulders.
They are right about you. I was going to say that I got to know you outside of here, and I was going to stand up for you and say, hey, my friends told me to look out for you. You're the jealous type.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you've only been nice to me. But now I'm really seeing what you're all about.
And I've seen him walking in and out of the back door of Kunda Films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're associated with Kunta Films?
I don't know what that organization is.
Oh, exactly. Okay.
I feel like we made a connection as well, and I don't want you to feel like I've
Josh,
let you
let me
down.
See what's inside that cup you keep sipping from before you speak. White coffee.
White coffee. Ooh.
White coffee.
Oh, my God.
He orders his coffee white.
Wow.
That's a red flag.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody, for jumping in there.
And Josh, can you also explain the fact that Cody attached his resume to his resignation letter, and yet you still have not hired him for jobs that he does not want to do anymore here?
You know, we get a lot of great resumes. There's a lot of people who it's an exciting position. We have to go through a lot of stuff, but Cody is definitely under consideration.
Okay, well, that seems fair.
Yeah, I guess I can't really argue with that. All right. Well, I'm putting you at the bottom of the friend to me list after that very reasonable answer.
I'm sorry. I promise if you continue to look through, sort through the evidence, there's just a lot of fake news out there these days and a lot of stories being planted, and I think I will be vindicated.
Who's your friend to me?
Eating. My what?
Your friend to me.
What's yeah, that? Do you have any mate?
It's a mix of a friend and an endemy.
Friend endemy.
Oh.
What's a friend to me?
I don't know. I think Kevin Thanks, qualifies
Kevin.
As that.
Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin.
Oh,
Kevin's
wow.
A friend. Kevin?
And Kevin just really stepped in it.
Wow.
I think if the he hadn't actual... spoken just now, Josh would have forgotten he was around or even what his name was.
That put
was.
Him front of mind for Josh.
Mm-hmm. Shut Kevin. Stuck his neck out and felt the steel of the axe from Josh, the bastard executioner. Oh, missed that show.
Do you think this guy's not scheming around the office all the time? I see him pacing and scheming nonstop.
I saw him. You have a mixtape called Scheme.
Yeah, I do.
I saw it online.
Oh, can we hear some bars?
It's on DatPiff.
Yeah, DatPiff.com.
And it's just different schemes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of sketches, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can someone drop a beat?
I'd love a bar or two.
A little slower. Scheme.
Wiki wiki wiki.
Know what I mean?
Oh my.
What's my favorite Chef color? Kevin. Green. That's it.
And then there's like 15 sketches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like usually the sketches at least have a song on either side of them.
But I like
it's just sketch after sketch.
But I like those. I did like those skits on there because there's like a funny thing happens and then another funny thing, like the same kind of thing, and then like a bigger version of
it. You should go on SNL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should go on there. See if you can host or be a cast member, you would be great.
Mike Epps is really funny in a lot of the sketches.
What should I?
The impression you do of Mike Epps.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Your Eddie Griffin's really good.
I like his Richard Pryor.
Okay, thank you. Finally, somebody's going to talk about his Richard Pryor. I mean, that's the crown jewel of his impressions.
It's been getting a lot of notes online, yeah. But I'm glad someone's a fan. And I promised I wouldn't do it anymore after the critiques.
What did people say? Haters?
The haters said it was haters. Yeah, it was offensive. It was I was doing a voice that seemed inappropriate, mm-hmm. and it didn't even sound like Richard Pryor, and there was no nods to Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
and I never said at any point that it was
you
Richard
just,
Pryor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, this is the thing about haters; they're just gonna hate.
That's,
so you can't.
That's a really interesting idea. Can you actually
really
speak on that
smart.
For a long time?
Can you speak
time?
On that for 20 or 30
the
minutes?
The root word of a hater. Is
H.
Oh.
And then that's what they do. They mm-hmm. H and then yeah. they ate.
They do
they
that sweet
you.
H.
Yeah, they do that H and then they ate you. They ate you. Mm-hmm. Like if you were a meal, they'd ate you. Yeah. You get that?
Chef
yeah.
Kevin's got to understand that.
Yeah.
It's right up my alley.
So you can't be mad at a hater for doing what a hater does, you know?
That's true.
You have to just like use it as fuel for your goals.
I like that.
Yeah. And I'm probably one of the first people to say this. I've never heard this before. Please don't try to take credit for this on your next episode. Please.
We'll see.
Like no.
We might we'll edit see. That
we
out.
Do own it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I didn't sign a release.
Yeah. Josh.
I'm not the studio person.
Okay.
I didn't sign a
airtight
release.
Are you? He's right. He's airtight logic.
Haters are going to hate, man. That's what they're going to do. Just like ballers are going to ball and players are going to play.
Yeah.
And studio heads are going to stew.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And humans are going to hume.
Sometimes you know, sometimes you go into the dancery and there's like just an insane amount of hateration and holleration in there.
Mary J. Blige warned us about it.
Yes.
Yeah, she warned us.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the dancery?
I've been to the Haters Ball.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's the music festival, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. This is a basketball game that Bill Hader invited me to.
Oh, ooh. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen in L.A.?
It's every year it moves. This year it was in L.A., but last year it was in Pasadena.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what's in the friggin'
Pasadena
in the coolers?
What?
Haterade.
Haterade. Oh, Haterade. My gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been to lots of dancers. Haven't been to Haters Ball, but lots of danceries, and there is just like a lot of fuckery happening in those places. But I didn't come to this town to go to like danceries. I came to be in projects, and I came to make a name for myself and like tell stories that matter.
Yes,
thank you.
I gave my whole fucking life to this town because I just wanted to be heard, to be understood, to be seen. I want to do something special that I could be remembered for.
Well, you used to spin signs on the corner of La Brea and Wilshire.
Forget it. And the signs just said, you know, just
give
anything.
Me,
I wasn't
money.
Getting paid to do it. They were like, hey, yeah, check out this spinning sign.
And that's something, like, a lot of actors aren't willing to do that, like, make a fool of themselves, and that's what makes some of the best performers.
Oh, no vanity in my performance whatsoever.
Right, right.
I don't give a shit what I fucking love. Look like.
Yeah.
You know what I care about?
Yeah.
Are touching people's soul.
Right.
And giving my whole life to this town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this town does fucking owe you.
And it comes from a place of truth. Everything I do is from truth.
Truth and just wanting to make the world a better place with, like, your God-given talent.
And just maybe making someone, for one second, one person, feel a little less alone.
That would be worth it if that happened even
once.
I'm sorry.
Once.
People hate this podcast, but if one little girl hears this podcast...
Yeah.
That's enough for me, even if she doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so no one, so Josh has made it so that no one, not even one little girl, has heard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's.
I'd say you are drinking that haterade.
He hates little
girls. Dancery.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Look, people accuse me of planning secret messages to these podcasts, and it as somebody who came to this town just wanting to make people feel like you know
wanting
they're
to
part
make
of a
people.
As somebody who came to this town just wanting to make people in a laboratory.
This is the person who this guy obviously thinks he has power to make people.
Yeah. Just to make him break people.
Yeah.
He came to this town just to make him break people. It's all about power.
I think what he's saying, he came to this town to make people. I think he means him and his squad, his 50 billion boys are going to show up in this town and they're going to make a bunch of people, if you know what Josh means.
Oh, I know what he means.
Yeah.
I know what he means. There's so much nepotism happening. There's so much.
And don't get me started on the cronyism.
Oh my gosh, and the balonism.
No, I'm guilty of it.
There's so
cronyism
much
is balonism.
Yeah, so much fucking balonism in this town. I'm over it. I think I'm gonna move to Atlanta. I'm gonna
so
move to Atlanta.
The
They're making projects.
A lot of production there.
Yeah. Finally, yeah.
Vancouver.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ever been to Vancouver? They're making
lots
of...
No, but I'm actually looking at it.
They're making a lot of Qua shows there. CW, I think some people... Qua.
Qua, yes. I would totally, yes. La Qua.
Qua takes a lot of their production.
La Qua.
La Qua.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna get out of here because it's driving me crazy.
Okay. No, I'm done.
Yeah, no.
Are you leaving right now?
I'm gonna wait till the end of this.
Are you
because
going?
I want to create a following. I need to create a following so that when I do leave, I have numbers
this
to show.
Do you want
to
plug
Maguire
your following?
Moment.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I want to plug my following. I have 172 followers on the gram.
Oh,
229. Damn, daddy. I have 229 on the Twitter. And I have...
Don't hurt him.
I have 5 on Casting Frontier. Yeah, so come see me, dogs.
How long is that, Cody?
She's going for big numbers.
We're at an hour 4.
Okay, well, we gotta go.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.